We are back here in Wimberley, Texas. Bandera Bulldogs band on the field. We're going to kick it down to them. We're going to bring you back. Zach Peterson's going to have some stats for us here in a minute from that first half. Obviously, a action-packed, filled first half from the Wimberley Texans. And we have finished two quarters here. We're going to go through some homecoming festivities. I'm going to throw it down to the field and let you listen to the Bandera marching band here. And come back to you with some stats from Zach Peterson. All right, we're back. 15 minutes left at halftime, and the Bandera band has left the field here, and the homecoming festivities are going to be getting underway. But first, we're going to bring you some stats brought to you by Mr. Zach Peterson here. He's up here with us in the box, and got to tell you, there's going to be a lot of them this evening. So we're gonna go to a quick break real quick, come back to you here in a moment, and bring you the stats from the first half as close as we can get. You are listening to Wimberley Texan Football on COA 104.1 FM.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. Support comes from 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
We are back live here, Wimberley, Texas, as the introduction of the homecoming court going on in the middle of the field right here in the background. You can hear it a little bit, but we're gonna bring it back upstairs here for a moment. And Zach Peterson's got a headset on with us tonight. He's going to bring you some of the stats. And there's talked about it a minute ago. There's a bunch of stats to give, Zach. That's been a pretty eventful first half.
Yeah, Jared. Moss, like you said earlier, has 3 carries for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of them he broke for 45, a little more than a 17-yard average. Guy Kipperis has 1 carry for 25 yards. Number 18.
Yeah, Terrence Ramsey's got a couple carries.
Yeah, he has 4 carries for 29 yards and a touchdown, which I did not write. You saw number 15, Cade Stover, take the Wildcat carry for 28 yards and a touchdown.
Yep, and I see Cade down there in the whatever you call the homecoming court, too. I can see him because I think he may have longer hair than the young lady that he's with. I'm jealous of his hair, by the way, Zach. I don't have any hair left, and so I'm jealous of those people that have hair.
Looks like a young Fabio down there. And then receiving the ball, Cade Stover had 3 receptions for 70 yards. Number 8, Gavin Martinez, had 2 receptions, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns. So 2 touchdowns and 2 receptions. And then you saw Wyatt Mann on that screen pass that he kind of caught in the backfield and took it along himself to break a bunch of tackles and run it for 45 yards and a touchdown. JoJo Weeks had 6 of 8 attempts for 183 yards and 3 touchdowns. Rushing the ball altogether in the first half, you had 174 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then receiving the ball, you had 183 yards and 3 touchdowns. So you do see a good balance of rushing and receiving.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And it sounds like a pretty good JoJo 6 of 8. Man, that's impressive. And then obviously we saw the success of Moss Carruthers. I think in the first half that was probably one thing that before the game, Zach, you had even said that that's something that you'd like to see more is – number 44, get the ball early and often. And
yes, sir, control the clock.
Yeah, didn't take many times. The often didn't really go, but he got the ball early, 2 carries into the game, busted off, 45-yard touchdown, and then his next carry was a 30-yard touchdown. So a little bit of power running game that we've seen so far for the Wimberley Texans is here is, I believe, Cade or – oh, this is Matt Mitchell, I believe, coming down in the homecoming court right here, and we've got 5 of the 7, I believe, are down there already. We'll announce with them who the homecoming court is. Cheerleaders are lined up. Always a fun deal for the kids, but probably a good week this week for this to be happening, because a normal week, Matt Mitchell and Cade Stover would be in the clubhouse right now getting talked to by Coach Warren, but with a 58-7 lead, Coach Warren probably okay with them being out here at halftime. We'll kind of stay here and see what transpires. Mike's behind us. He's chewing on his nails here. He's excited to see who the homecoming court winner is. I know he's jealous a little bit right now of not having some flowers in his hand and a sachet, or what do they call those things that go around you, the little deals that say you are a senior, junior, whatever you are. He misses the days of where he wore one of those.
I think that's Cade Stover down there.
That is Cade. Look at him. He's got the wave going on. So we're
like a professional golfer?
Yes. Yes, he could be. No red shoes on tonight, though, Zach. No red shoes for the for the twinkle toes, we call him. I saw a saw a gentleman at the store, Mike Dye, who's probably out there listening to us, and he brought up Twinkle Toes' nickname right there. So our nicknames are sticking as we give them out to these young men, and we'll see what happens here. Again, 58-7 if you're just joining us. And so far, scoring in big chunks were the Wimberley Texans. Obviously, JoJo, three touchdown passes, three rushing touchdowns as well for the Wimberley Texans, and Matt Mitchell, one of the homecoming court out there with a defensive score on an interception. Guy Kipperis adds another interception for the turnovers and a couple fumbles. So a all-around domination. Oh, here it is. Uh-oh, I couldn't hear it. All I heard was Jack.
Don't believe it is a football player. Because
I don't either, but I'm liking the crown. I've got to tell you, I'm digging the crown.
Me too.
It was Jack somebody, for those of you who are listening. I couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, but Mike was saying earlier that he didn't like homecoming.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe he was runner-up to homecoming queen.
He lost homecoming queen his senior year. He still holds a grudge about that. He's behind us and kind of grinning a little bit. Oh, and here's the queen. Corey. Can't hear last names good enough. So, anyways, Jake and Corey, I believe, were the two that won. So congratulations to them. And we've got about 7 minutes left here in the halftime festivities, as we call them here in Wimberley. The homecoming courts have been announced. The winners have been crowned. The pictures are going to start. We're going to go to break. And again, we want to thank our sponsors here so many times that provide us with the opportunity to be able to talk on the radio really about nothing sometimes. But we appreciate the opportunity. We'll be back here momentarily for the second half. Mike will be back with us. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on KOWO 104.1 FM.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Remax Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.